This goes to Dr. Murray. Fax is 989-463-9360 regarding Thomas, middle initial A, Fortino, F-O-R-T-I-N-O. Date of birth is June 28th of 1955. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a consultation for Mr. Fortino, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which have been progressively worse since 2023. Mr. Fortino is a 69-year-old male with a long history of very uncontrolled type 2 diabetes and a known coronary artery disease. He's also had a recent aortic valve replacement, TAVR, procedure, and that was May of 2024, and he's had multiple cardiac catheterizations. He's also had a recent stroke within the last year and has been evaluated in Ann Arbor. There were no interventional modalities that could be used, so medication management is currently being used for the patient. His main complaint is ongoing urinary frequency with urgency and occasional incontinence of urine. Nocturia 2 to 3 times per night also. He did try Flomax, and that did help, but it didn't last. The effect of relief did not last very long, so he's not taking that currently. But he's not seen a urologist for prostate enlargement. He does see Dr. Kripostman for cardiology, and he is actively trying to improve his diabetic control with the use of multiple diabetic medications and insulin. He did have a severe pancreatitis from a GLP-1 inhibitor medication, and so he's unable to use any of those medications. Currently, he denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion that is stable, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no current edema. He does have neuropathic numbness in the lower extremities and intermittent pain. No color discolorations of the feet or ulcerations, no lesions. Past medical history is significant for coronary artery disease, uncontrolled diabetes for many years, diabetic retinopathy, hyperlipidemia, vascular dementia after CVA in 2024, diabetic neuropathy, and history of pancreatitis. Past surgical history, he's had shoulder surgery. He had a three-vessel CABG in 2024, rhizotomy, multiple cardiac catheterization, and a TAVR aortic valve replacement in May of 2024. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes, rarely uses alcohol, does not use illicit drugs. He is married, lives with his wife, and he's retired. Family history is significant for cancer, diabetes, coronary artery disease, arthritis, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to lisinopril and Benadryl. Medications, multivitamin once daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Lyrica, 200 milligram 3 times a day, vitamin B12, 100 microgram daily, Aricept, 10 milligram daily, Metformin extended release, 500 milligram 1 daily. Toujeo insulin, it's 60 units in the morning and 10 units in the evening. Lipitor, 80 milligram at bedtime. Amlodipine, 5 milligram daily. Jardiance, 25 milligram daily. Carvedilol, 6.25 milligram twice a day. Prozac, 20 milligram daily. Glipizide 5 mg twice a day, and Repatha injections every 2 weeks. He does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam: height is 70 inches, weight 216 pounds, pulse is 70, and blood pressure 126 over 80. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Some teeth are missing, but the teeth that remain are in good condition. His neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. There's no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, no peripheral edema, no ulcerations or lesions. A few varicose veins are noted. Brisk capillary refill. Decreased sensation in feet and ankles bilaterally. In labs and diagnostic studies, most recent labs were done 5-5 of 25. Creatinine was 1.98. GFR was 36. 227-25, creatinine 1.88, GFR 38. 10-17-24, creatinine 1.88, GFR 38. 3-18-24, creatinine 1.65, GFR 45. 8-27-23, creatinine 1.43, GFR 53, 1-17-23, creatinine 1.1, and GFR 60. Other labs on 5-2-24, sodium 134, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 27, glucose was 528, calcium is 9.5, albumin 3.8, AST, ALT are normal. Alkaline phosphatase is elevated at 187. Bilirubin is 0.4. Hemoglobin is 12.3. Hematocrit 37.7. Normal white count. Normal platelet levels. We have a CT scan of abdomen, chest, and pelvis done 10-17 of 24. Kidney, ureters, and bladder were normal size without hydronephrosis. There was a 1 centimeter right renal cyst, and the urinary bladder was unremarkable in that study. Assessment and plan. One is stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely due to uncontrolled type 2 diabetes and severe coronary artery disease. We've scheduled him for a renal artery Doppler study in ELMA, and that's going to be done 6-13 of 2025. We want him to repeat all his labs now, including immunofixation, free light chains, parathyroid hormone, and then we'll do them every 3 months thereafter. He should continue to work on glucose control and follow a strict low-salt diet. And we will have a follow-up visit with this patient in the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.